This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is prepared to go on the offensive in cyberspace. President Trump signed a new national cyber strategy calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, terrorists, and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
We're going to do a lot of things offensively, and I think our adversaries need to know that. Some of the things we may well be in a position to talk about publicly. Others we may well not be in a position to. So I wouldn't want to prejudice that. I just think it's important for people to understand that we're not just on defense, as we have been primarily on defense for a period of time.
Officials warn Russia and other adversaries may seek to use cyber means to interfere with the U.S. elections in less than 2 months. Under the right conditions, Christine Blasey Ford says she will speak to a U.S. Senate panel next week about her allegation that High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her decades ago. AP Sagar Magani.
In a phone call yesterday, a Senate aide says Ford's lawyer told the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford will appear if they can agree on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. A hearing with both Ford and Kavanaugh is set for Monday, but according to the aide, the lawyer says Ford prefers to testify Thursday and does not want Kavanaugh in the same room. Kavanaugh says he wants a hearing as soon as possible so he can clear his name, and again says he categorically denies Ford's allegation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 79 people have drowned after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria in Tanzania. Officials said they expected the death toll to rise as the search gets underway. A regional commissioner, John Mongella, said 37 people had been rescued, but that some were in very bad condition. This is VOA News. Amnesty International has accused Nicolas Maduro's government of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. The Maduro government has not responded. A U.S. federal court judge, or court, has indicted the son of former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young girl in their home in the U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, for 16 years. They were charged with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. Neighbors helped the girl escape in 2016. The couple face up to 30 years in prison and a $500,000 fine if convicted. The World Anti-Doping Agency has announced it will ban or lift its ban on Russia. The decision to lift the ban drew ire from many, including the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency CEO Travis Tiger.
And we have to move forward with reform to ensure that whether it's a new organization, whether it's a change in leadership, whether it's a change in governance structure, that the global watchdog truly becomes that and not one that's going to turn its back on clean athletes.
Russia's anti-doping agency was banned in 2015 after a report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. Moscow denies that involvement. The UN Secretary General says the success of inter-Korean talks rests on what happens between the United States and North Korea. AP's Warren Levinson.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the summit between the two Koreas made some progress, but real progress awaits the success of talks between Washington and Pyongyang to eliminate the nuclear threat. There will not be success in intra-Korean negotiations, Guterres said.
If simultaneously there is not success in the American North Korean or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea negotiations.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that during the General Assembly session that starts next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will chair a foreign ministers meeting of the Security Council devoted to North Korea and its nuclear program. Warren Levinson, New York.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The U.S. State Department says China bought Russian fighter jets and surface-to-air missiles. These latest sanctions are the first time Washington has used sanctions to punish a buyer of Russian military weapons. Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang died today after serious illness at the age of 61. Quang was last seen in public Wednesday at a meeting of Communist Party with a reception for a Chinese delegation. He hosted President Donald Trump during his state visit to Vietnam last year. Quang was a career security officer and served as Minister of Public Security before he was elected president in April of 2016. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.